This is Imran Anwar with In My Humble Opinion. News items I have seen in just the last few hours today have me wondering if we Americans as a nation have already embarked on the path to becoming a dictatorship. We are being ruled by power-hungry people with a population least bothered by the future of democracy. We have corrupt politicians in Congress and politically motivated judges letting a man hardly qualified to be president now become a dictator by claiming some sort of never-ending war as his justification for no one to be able to question his actions, bad decisions, lies or incompetence. You already know the case of a guy named Jose Padilla. This is that lame ex-gang member who is supposed to have been half a screwdriver turn away from blasting us all with a dirty bomb. That was 3 years ago. He was kept in a military jail for that time and was not even charged with the crime or given the rights he has as an American citizen. When his case was appealed to the Supreme Court, the Bush government immediately played some legal games and pulled him out of the military justice system and finally put him into the civilian courts, while also claiming that the Supreme Court does not have the authority to judge the actions of the government relating to such military tribunals. The Supreme Court had an opportunity to put a stop to this undeniable march towards dictatorship that our government has already embarked on. It had the opportunity to ensure that this and future governments would always remember that what rights we have as Americans cannot be taken away by any president, any White House or any government. But with a 6-3 margin, the Supreme Court sold us out today and decided not to hear whether it has jurisdiction on what the government does in cases like this. Whatever the merits of Padilla's case, the Supreme Court just weakened its own standing as one of the three pillars that ensures a strong democracy in our country, and it weakened you and me as Americans. Basically now, anyone in government can arrest any one of us and throw us in jail for years without charging us with a crime or giving us our rights as an American. Surely, some will foolishly disagree with me and say, oh, it won't happen to ordinary people, but that is not the point. The point of many of our fundamental rights being enshrined in the Constitution and Bill of Rights are not that someone did something specific, but to ensure that no one, no president, no government, no Congress could take away our rights if it wanted. We have the Bill of Rights not because someone in government took specific illegal action against you or me, but to ensure that no one can. We have the Supreme Court to ensure that the laws are upheld, but the current Supreme Court, instead of taking action, instead of ensuring it acted as the third pillar of balance in our system of government, basically deferred to a dictatorial, tyrannical system of government. My fellow Americans, this is how tyrannies take shape. We have begun. Yet look around you, and most of our fellow citizens, our fellow Americans, will completely remember what the judges on American Idol said on TV, but will not know one word about Judgment Day for American ideals that is upon us. How sad. If you think I'm exaggerating, think about another small news item I came across today. According to media reports, a news producer at NBC has been disciplined and been sent on leave because someone leaked out an email he wrote in 2004, 2 years ago, saying Bush makes him want to puke. Yes, people, we now have private sector companies realizing it is in their interest to get the message out. Do not say anything bad about our president. Welcome to the start of a tyranny. This is how things are done in Cuba and Syria, in North Korea and Iran. Everyone knows that saying anything bad about the exalted supreme idiotullah leader will be a crime or can get you fired. Long live democracy, long live free speech, you will be missed. Yes, we all want to live in safety, but do we want to live as slaves living safe lives? Or do we want to live as free men and women, free citizens of the United States, with rights to live and speak as we please? Saudi Arabia is actually one of the safest places in the world. There's hardly any crime. North Korea is another place that has not had any terror attacks. Would you, my fellow Americans, give up your rights to speak, to express opinions, to have private intimate conversations on the phone, to criticize the government, etc., and give those up to live in North Korea or Saudi Arabia? I didn't think so. That is why it is important for you and me to sit up and take notice. It is our rights, not the rights of low-life crooks like Jose Padilla. It is our privacy, not the privacy of Al-Qaeda agents. It is our freedom of speech, not that of Bin Laden, that is under attack. And it is not under attack from Bin Laden or Fidel Castro or Al-Qaeda or North Korea or the Taliban. It is under attack from our own government, with our Congress looking on and our Supreme Court bending to the wills of a dictatorial White House. Are we just going to sit back, watching Lost and Desperate Housewives on TV, voting for American Idol, while our rights are lost, our situation gets more desperate, and our ideals are destroyed? I hope not. What do you think? Let me know at www.imran.com. That is imran.com. This is Imran Anwar signing off.